We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. That's FreeTalkLive.com. It is Ian here with you, by the way.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, let's roll right into the phone calls. Start things out with Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys think that there's such a thing as an age of reason.
An age of reason? What do you mean by that?
A certain age at which you can function as an adult and make adult decisions.
I don't legally. Think there's any specific age set in stone. I think that it's probably likely sometime around or there, sometime after puberty, but I think it's different for every individual. It's whenever that person thinks they're ready to function as an adult, in my opinion, and you guys welcome to chime in.
Well, I'm kind of torn on it. I've read stories, people have sent me emails where they were driving their cars out in Missouri or Iowa or whatever when they were 12. There was nobody on the road, likely. There weren't very many people around, but they were driving pretty commonly. I know I drove my dad's Cutlass. I would drive it from, and we had quite a piece of property, and I would drive it from the road to the house. Every evening he would let me do it.
Julia, age of reason?
I'm of the belief that age is just a number that we've sort of assigned to people, and we've sort of set up the system, and we have ages, and there's some, there's something to it, I guess, but I think that's more due to government schools and the way that people are raised, like they sort of hit certain. I can't think of the word I'm looking for.
Well, last week we talked about how government sort of has a system set up to keep kids childlike for as long as possible.
Right.
And so that may make people believe that age should be higher when, in fact, it could be much lower if we actually had more of a free market system. Does that answer your question, Eric?
Yes, it does.
I think I'm a little better with competency tests. I like that idea a little more. Although the government issuing a competency test is really ludicrous.
What do you think,
Eric? What does the government know about competency?
Well, I think it's different for everyone. I mean, there's some people that I think are able to make adult decisions at the age of 14, and I think there's some people that are never able to make adult decisions.
I'm completely with you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dick in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching the webcam right now, and I was basically just wondering if Mark could take off his shirt.
I don't think
really
that's going to do anybody any good. There's lighting in here, and then it'll splash off my very white chest.
That's a good point. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate the call. But, hey, we don't mention the webcam very often. It's there. It's online. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Why you'd want to, I'm not sure. But it's there.
It's not very exciting.
No, it's not. But
no,
anyway.
It's hard to even see anything. It's basically the size of a postage stamp, and it's just us, you know. So,
to the phones, to Johnson on the Amplifier line. You're in Connecticut. Hello there.
Hey.
What's up?
Just wanted to call in and say some stuff about what's going on with the store.
Okay.
Well, I got in the MP3 players, and they look pretty good. They look phenomenal.
Oh, neat. Yes, but do they work phenomenally?
They do indeed. Now, the thing that I want to say about the MP3 players is they are ridiculously Chinese.
What's that mean?
Okay. Have you ever seen, like, where you go to a place and have you ever been to an Asian market, for example, Mark?
I have been to an Asian market, yes.
Okay. You know how you kind of see a product, right? You see, like, an American product, and you see a Chinese product, and the Chinese product just has a Chinese look to it.
No.
You've never seen that.
Well, an Asian market, they just sell food, right?
Yeah, in general, but I mean, the packaging. I'm talking about packaging in general.
I don't guess I really know what you're talking about now.
Okay, well, for an example or an explanation of what I'm talking about, I guess people could go to English.com.
That's a great site.
It is. It's a funny crack.
It's spelled ENGRISH. It just shows examples of packaging. Now, there isn't exactly samples of English on this product, but, well, there's some sample songs that got included with the MP3 player. I didn't ask for them to freeload songs, but in retrospect, it's a very good thing that they're there. Just to sort of be able to test the player as you're sort of taking it out of the box and, kind of looking at it. But the big news update that I want to talk about is something that happened that's a little unfortunate. And that is that...
By the way, I'd like to say I'm proud to support Chinese factory labor with our Free Talk Live MP3 player. Thank goodness. We're helping give people jobs over there.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, what has happened? There was a mistake?
There was a mistake in ordering, actually, by the American at the company who I was initially placing this order with, that the FM tuners are not going to be included with this.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's really a bummer. However, I had sort of gone ahead and I had made an improvement to these, so some other things will be included.
So we're hoping that the improvements will counteract anybody who's disappointed about the FM tuner.
Right, absolutely. And if people are, you know, a little disappointed, they can contact me and, you know, we'll talk it over. But essentially, what I've included now is, obviously, I wasn't comfortable just sort of sending these MP3 players loose. They could have come bulk, and in other words, just probably like in a plastic bag with the MP3 player.
Yeah.
I didn't like that idea, so I got a package. I got packaging. And that's sort of a lot of what makes this thing look really Chinese, is just it's like, hello, happy fun time package. It's very retro looking, this magnetic box, which is actually pretty cool. You could actually probably cover the magnetic box with whatever you want, like print something out.
Magnetic box?
Yeah, it's a cardboard magnetic box. So
I've never heard of such a thing. It stays sealed with magnets.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
It's a little box of snapshot, and it's got a little.
Can you stick it to the undercarriage of your car? Is it that magnetic? What are we talking about?
I wouldn't do that.
But you've got. Wait, now hold on a second, Johnson. There's got to be something else. I mean, because a magnetic box doesn't exactly replace FM tuner functionality.
No. This is just nice because it protects your product on the way.
Yeah.
But also included in that box is an extender cable. It's a USB extension cable. So in other words, initially, the device would have just come, and you would have had to plug the drive directly into whatever your USB port was.
Right.
Well, now there's a little extension cable, so you can plug it into the extension cable. It makes things a little easier to get there. It's a 3-foot extension cable for
USB.
Nice. And you don't actually have to use that for your MP3 player if you have
digital camera or something. Sure.
Yeah, if you have a digital camera, you can use that. Or if you have, for example, a USB hub in your MP3 drive can go in there. Maybe you have another device that you want to plug in the back.
That's a nice little bit of extra value because last time I looked, USB cables were not cheap at the store.
Right.
And they're like $20 bucks for 6 feet, so that's like $10 value right there. That's pretty good.
And the other thing that makes me think that this thing has a very Chinese feel to it is the headphones.
Which, by the way, I wasn't expecting at all. I thought that we were getting bare bones, just the MP3 player. I was actually surprised to find out that they even came with headphones. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, initially we sort of were, but I sort of upgraded it a little bit. What we're getting as far as the headphones are, and these are really interesting, and again, something that I feel is very Chinese. It's got a rope loop that you can put around your neck, right? Sort of like a badge that you would wear at a convention, right? It's kind of got this rope loop. And the headphones actually come off. Each little headphone, like sort of string, comes off the side of this lanyard-like loop, right? And at the bottom of the lanyard is a detachable clip that you can sort of loop into the metal ring on the top of the MP3 player. So the MP3 player has headphones that you can put around your neck that self-support the MP3 player.
That sounds interesting. I'm not quite sure what that would look like. Maybe we should get a picture up on the website when you get a chance.
Yeah, I will do that.
But what else did you have to share? You're short on time, Johnson. What else?
That's I think, as far as that. I mean, everything else has pretty much come in. The sweatshirts look absolutely phenomenal.
Great.
So all the products are, you know, for the most part, and there's going to be a little bit of delay on the knit beanies. Actually, I've got a little bit more. Can you hold me over? Just
all right, hold on. This extended infomercial here. 800-259-9231. Mark's rolling his eyes at this. Why are you rolling your eyes? People are excited, Mark.
Maybe they are.
People are excited about their new products. They've been waiting for months to get in here.
Some are, some aren't.
800-259-9231. If they're not excited, they haven't been to our store, and they haven't looked at our inventory to see what kind of cool things we have for sale, which you can do that at store.freetalklive.com or on the way, your calls about anything. Free Talk
Live. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the main mainstream attention it deserves. Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. ReadPI.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit ReadPI.com today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free. And some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And, of course, we invite you to our store, which Johnson, the store manager, is on the line, sort of giving us an update here, because the way the store typically works is we have a pre-order phase when we are introducing brand new products, and we introduced a number of brand new products, including, let's see, we had two different styles styles of hooded sweatshirts, which you say have come in now, Johnson, and they look fantastic, yes?
Yeah, they look absolutely fantastic. The quality of the T-shirts is only surpassed by the quality of these sweatshirts.
Wow, very nice. And people really raved about the quality of the items so far.
I wish it were colder out so that I could wear one of these sweatshirts right now.
All in good time. It's all in good time here. So I'm sure a number of our listeners are going to be happy to have them for the beginning of the wintertime, and you're going to be shipping them here shortly. But what were some of the other items that you wanted to focus on here, Johnson?
I just really quickly wanted to say, unfortunately, that there are a couple products that are in the mail from the manufacturer to me. I have not yet received yet. That is the women's shirts and the marketeer shirts, as well as the there's some woven beanies, which is a new style of beanie that I also have not yet received. And the shirt products should be in, they're in the mail. They should be in on Monday. The woven beanies. Well, unfortunately for that person, there's only one person who has thus placed an order for one of those, and that person's order is going to be delayed probably about a week. I'm going to talk to that person personally and see how I want to handle that. But,
well, that's good customer service, and that's what we're all about at Free Talk, at the Free Talk Live store.
But actually, another thing that I wanted to bring up, this is a sort of a subversive reason for why I wanted you to hold me over. I wanted to bring up, on a totally separate note, I just watched a movie recently called This Film Is Not Yet Rated.
Okay.
That could not be put into wide release because of the MPAA.
Really?
This movie was released special on Netflix and through the BBC, and the movie is all about how the rating system works through the MPAA and how movies are sort of banned from being displayed in certain theaters in certain areas of the country. And wow, is it a good movie. And, you know, if people are out there who are sort of into conspiracy theory movies, I would definitely invite them, not only them, but anyone, to see this movie and sort of see what a real documentary looks like with real evidence and real actual, people who are doing research and really...
Yeah, are you trying to juxtapose this against Michael Moore? Is that what you're doing?
Sure, juxtapose it against Michael Moore or juxtapose it against a film by, say, Alex Jones.
Gotcha.
You know, people who are sort of sensationalizing things. I mean, I also saw Fahrenheit 9/11 very recently, so that, you know, another juxtaposition. But this movie was absolutely incredible.
So why did the movie not get a major release? Because the Motion Picture Association of America wouldn't rate it?
They would only give it the rating of NC-17.
Well, were there naked people in it?
No.
Was there, like, illicit drug use?
There are naked people in the movie, but they're all censored.
Interesting.
So there's no good reason why they censored this movie?
Well, except for the sake of censorship.
Well, one of the things that they did in this movie is, for example, the MPAA has been, they've kept the identities of the raiders secret. It's a secret organization.
Really?
Yeah. Those names are not meant to be public. This movie exposes every single one of them.
Wow.
They had a private investigator go and look up each one of those people and reveal their names. And it reveals who those people on that board are who are supposed to be average family members and who the people on the Board of Appeals are. And wow, is it ever interesting.
So what's the conspiracy? I mean, for those that aren't going to take the time to go out there and look at it, what's what would you say about that?
Well, for example, the Board of Appeals, just to list some stuff, I mean, I would absolutely recommend that people go see this or rent it. But as far as the Board of Appeals goes for this thing, and as far as the MPAA is concerned, that's supposed to be this body of people that is supposed to not be influenced, and it's supposed to be just generally, the average American parent, which is sort of a fiction in and of itself, the average American parent, which is average American values, which are, again, a fiction.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Are supposed to be determining this rating system. Well, it turns out that these people are actually directly influenced by the movie studios, and that there's a huge difference, and they sort of do comparisons between gay and straight scenes in movies, and they do a sort of comparison between independent studio scenes and major Hollywood movie scenes, and what gets accepted and what passes as far as ratings are concerned. And, you know, the movie,
Sorry, slow down. Are they more strict with independents than they are with Hollywood films?
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing when they do the juxtapositions. And, you know, now that I think about it, yeah, absolutely, there is some racy stuff in this. So,
what's the movie called again?
This movie, or this film, is not yet rated.
This film is not yet rated, and it's available on Netflix. Presumably Blockbuster has it as well?
I would assume that they have it. I'm not really sure, because it says right at the beginning of the movie that it's available through special release or through, you know, with special thanks to the BBC and Netflix. So I don't know.
Interesting.
You know? I would assume so.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention, and keep up the good work on the store. Everybody can go there and shop at store.freetalklive.com. Sounds like the products are about ready to ship. You shipped some of them today, right?
I'm getting ready. I'm packing them all up today, and I'm going over to our shipping place tomorrow so that I hopefully can have some tracking numbers to people tomorrow night so that they can go out on Monday.
I doubt they're going to ship on Saturday, but yeah, I guess they will go out Monday.
No, but I'll get the track. Actually, that's sort of my goal, is so that I can get all the tracking numbers on Saturday, so that everybody will have their tracking number as they go out right at the beginning of the week, and you can watch the package the entire way. Because if I were to try and send them out today, I wouldn't be able to process everyone's tracking numbers, and some people would probably get their package before they even get the tracking number.
Very good, Johnson. I just checked it out, by the way. This film is not yet rated. Is actually not available through Blockbuster, which kind of irritates me, because that's what the services that I'm signed up for, but it is available on Torrent, so somebody can go and download it.
Well, thanks. I'm sure they'd want you to see it. So.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, you can get out of Pirate Bay, too.
I always get kind of nervous, you know, when the new products come out, because when we're dealing with getting new products in for the store, we don't get to see the products in advance. So we want to make sure that we've got the highest quality products for our listeners, because we don't want to sell them crap. We don't want anybody to be disappointed. You know, I paid, you know, $30 for this hat or whatever it is we're charging for those, and then have it just be flimsy and chintzy.
Right.
But, you know, you don't really know until you actually get the products in your hand.
It is the moment of truth.
Right,
yeah.
Once they've been manufactured. And luckily, we've done fairly well so far getting really high-quality merchandise.
I'm really looking forward to the sweatshirt, the hooded sweatshirt.
Yes. The zip-up one, or are you going to get the one?
I got the pullover. I hate zip-up sweaters.
I like zip-up stuff.
There you go. Two sizes or two styles will fit.
Reminds me of Mr. Rogers. Won't you be? Please, won't you be?
Maybe that's where you should go with your television show, Mark. I know Mark is he's thinking about bailing out on his TV show at this point, though. I think we've managed to convince him to do it every other week, and then Julia's going to take over. But maybe you should do like a kid's show. How's that sound?
I really don't know. Don't like. I can't imagine. I don't want to read children's literature and talk to kids, have them all sitting around or something.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. New York's photography ban, and, well, let's see, I think we still got incest to talk about and so much more. Take your calls as well as we talk live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet, totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Talk to you real quick about SACL CAI. Instead of reading their ad today, I'd really like to just say, look, these guys care about liberty. They love Free Talk Live. And to boot, they're nice people. If you know somebody who works at a bank or a medical facility or someplace that needs collections work or accounts receivable, have them call SACL CAI. Their number's 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones to the fun, Josh in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Basically, I think it's really good that Johnson bring up the movie industry. But
yeah.
Basically, it's no surprise how businesses like entertainment work like this. I mean, record company do the same thing, is that if you're not in, you're not in. And
what do you mean by that?
If you're not the rich people that are already in the industry, it's hard for a little guy to try to get in.
That's true, but in the record world, they don't have a ratings board set up to try to, you know, put to keep you out.
But they have a RIAA that rips off artists.
Well, yeah, that much is true, but, you know, the RIAA is sort of in its death throes. They're thrashing around trying, exactly, thanks to the Internet. The Internet's allowing artists to directly connect with listeners, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, and I think this brings me up to a good juxtaposition. What's that word?
Juxtaposition?
Yeah, of Robert Greenwald versus Al Gore. The different ways they marketed their movies just made this big difference of who got their message through and who was just trying to profit and failed.
I don't really know much about that. Who's Robert Greenwald?
He's the guy that made Unconstitutional and Walmart, high cost of low prices.
And you're saying that he was more or less effective than Al Gore?
Well, way more effective, even though I don't agree with the message he's spreading, but at least I think he's very smart in how to market it.
Gotcha. Very good. Thanks for the call, Josh. We appreciate hearing from you.
Hold on.
Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I wanted to plug a website that I made for Ron Paul supporters. It was a satire. It's 7arp.info, and take a look and have a good laugh.
It's Ron Paul's satire?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Mark, you're a Ron Paul fan. You should probably go and take a look at that and see what that's all
about. Just beware, Ron Paul's candidacy may be the biggest threat to America's status quo yet.
Oh, I've seen that site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Kind of cute. All right, let's go to Mike in Green Bay. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm listening to the show, and I'm thinking Mark really needs to take his shirt off.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, I'm glad I sit back here.
Mark's pretty responsive to consumer demand and everything, but I think he's a little more responsive to the greenbacks. So maybe if you contact him via email and offer him, I don't know, Mark. I mean, you've got a price, obviously. I don't know what the price is. Maybe a couple hundred to take your shirt off on the webcam.
A couple hundred people that sign up for the Free State Project, perhaps we could put something.
Yeah, but there's no way to verify that. Yeah. I'm talking a couple hundred greenbacks, you know, like a couple hundred dollars. That would make it happen, right?
I don't know that it's, I don't know that I care that much about a couple hundred dollars.
I'll take my shirt off.
I think a couple hundred dollars is great, but... I wouldn't sell it for that. I don't care if somebody sees me with my shirt off, but I'm not going to sell the shirt taking off for $200. But 200 people that sign up for the Free State Project, I would do it for that.
Julia better be careful with what she says. Do you hear what she said?
Yeah, she said she would take it off, but I don't think she would take it. That might be for an individual that wouldn't be in a room.
Not for the
webcam. That wouldn't be for a
camera. Depends on how much money you offered me.
Yeah, well, everything is for sale.
That is true.
Everybody has a price.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so let's see. We were going to talk about the New York thing, but I think we should hold off on that. And instead, Mark, you had a story about incest, of all things. What's that all about?
A Toledo mom declared fit for trial on incest charge.
Okay.
This is from the ToledoBlade.com. A Toledo mother charged with having a sexual relationship with her adult son is competent to stand trial, a Lucas County Common Pleas judge has ruled.
Hmm.
Mm. Not a good thing. Terry Walker.
What's not a good thing?
Well, the picture of her, for one. Very, very bad. Terry Walker, 54, of... apparently, East Manhattan Boulevard is charged with sexual battery and faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Toledo police said that she had engaged in a long-term sexual relationship with her son, Kevin Ware, 28.
28, okay.
Mr. Ware is also in jail and faces rape charges for having sexual contact with a 7-year-old in essentially an unrelated case.
Oh.
Judge Ruth... Quite a family. The apple's not falling far from trees and all.
Guess not.
Apparently, Mr. Ware did not get charged for having sex with his mom, but his mom did get charged for having sex with him.
Isn't that weird? Does it not work the other way around?
Apparently, it's only illegal for a parent to have sex with their child.
I don't believe that.
Not for a child to have sex with their parent.
That can't be the case. If they're both adults, I could see that if the
probably the way the charge was written, the crime was written.
That's amazing.
Judge Ruth Ann Franks referred to a June 21st psychological report when making her decision yesterday. The court does note, I normally wouldn't read a whole article like this, but it's just full of such interesting little facts.
Okay.
The court does note that the defendant is able to understand the nature of the proceedings and charges. The judge said the issue of competency has no merit.
Does this article go into how this was discovered? Because if it was a consensual relationship, then how did the cops get wind?
Well,
he didn't bring charges.
You must be precognition, because that's the next paragraph.
Oh.
The case against Ms. Walker began when Toledo police investigated a statement by a young girl who alleged Mr. Ware had sex with her. She had told her mother,
a 7-year-old,
and babysitter about, yes, that's true, about the allegations, and authorities were notified. The girl gave Lucas County Children's Services and police a detailed description of the assaults, saying Mr. Ware showed her explicit photos. She also told them he had sex with his mother while she was present, the little girl.
Whoa.
So not only did these two think it was a good idea to have sex with each other.
Oh, my
mother
goodness.
And child, but apparently they thought it was a good idea to do it in front of a seven-year-old that he was molesting.
Now, that's... now, look.
And they're competent to stand trial.
It's just wrong. I mean, rape, terrible thing. You know, molesting children, awful. But if he wants to have sex with his mom, you know, it's weird as hell, but it's a totally consensual thing. Why are we putting people in jail for that? Why should his mother be going to jail? She didn't molest the seven-year-old.
Well,
she didn't...
She, as far as I'm concerned, she's complicit in the molesting of the seven-year-old. Because, well, I mean, you know,
probably.
She consented for the seven-year-old to be there.
To be present.
But that's not why she's going to jail.
All enough. I don't
she's
really
going to
care.
Jail for having sex with
I understand
son.
What you're saying. I think that incest, as weird as it is, as disgusting as it is, shouldn't be something that we're spending any kind of our tax-paying dollars to try to prevent. Because how in the world do you?
You can't.
And I can't imagine that rates of incest are really that high. I think most people probably think it's pretty weird and gross.
Probably right, but I mean,
I can understand
you know.
People's concern because the idea of these two people breeding any farther than they have is frightening. I mean, it is frightening. And they don't show a picture of Mr. Ware, but his toad of a mother is a sight to behold. I gotta say, this is one of the most disturbing things I've read all year.
It is disturbing, but I mean, where do you draw the line? Because, like you're saying, it's frightening to have those people breeding, but then should we tell stupid people cannot breed, ugly people cannot breed?
He's not saying he's gonna draw a line.
I know you're not saying it, but some people are probably thinking that.
Yeah.
That should not be allowed.
I'm sure some people are thinking that, but obviously, what are you going to do to stop it, right? I mean, you can't. People are going to go and they're going to do what they're going to do in regards to sex. And as long as it's consensual, I don't see what the issue is. And in this particular case, it was. Presumably, in most cases, they are. Of course, it probably, I mean, who knows how long that was going on for? Does it suggest that?
It says it was a long-term relationship. In separate interviews with investigators, Ms. Walker and her son confirmed the relationship, saying it began a few years ago. Mr. Ware was considered a victim in that case, authorities said. Sexual battery charged him from the violation of Ohio's incest laws, which prohibits sexual relationship between a parent and a child.
1-800-259-9231. Should incest, as disturbing as and sick and weird as it is, should it be against the law? 1-800-259-9231. Why is it any of your business anyway? What goes on behind someone's closed doors? Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. You can only do it once per month. And Mark, are we still in the first place position? Can you check that for me?
Because last time I looked, I did before the show started. We were votes up.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's amazing. We barely even push it anymore, and we still just stay steadily a few steps ahead of the competition.
It has been close.
It's the Potter Kid, coming on our heels there.
Oh, there's a new book coming out soon?
There's a new movie coming out within a couple of weeks, so I'm shocked that we're still able to maintain first place.
He's on our heels, chasing us down with a sexually ambiguous wand.
Now, what do you mean, sexually ambiguous? What does that mean?
Ambiguous?
No. How is a wand sexually ambiguous?
Well, actually, it's the Potter Kid that's sexually ambiguous.
You think so? He kissed a girl in the last movie?
I don't watch the movies. Oh, okay. I've read the books.
I've read the books and seen the movies.
The movies are pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are good.
I've got to say. They're very, very well done.
I've got to say, I like the books. I've read it. I think everything but the first one.
I think that the people that are reading the books are liking the movies, or else you know, people wouldn't be going to see them, and they wouldn't be making sequels. So I think as a fan of the books, you probably would like the movies. So you should probably take a look. Anyway.
I don't get out to see very many movies.
You can go and vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute, and you can do it here even in these remaining days in the month. And if you've not yet done it, we could use your help. So that's vote.freetalklive.com. I know we were supposed to go to a movie the other day.
Right. I wanted to ask about how was Live Free or Die Hard?
Yes,
Die Hard 37. What was it?
Die Hard 4.0, as they call it.
4.0, that's clever. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
What is that? The square root of Bruce Willis's age?
I don't know. Bruce is getting kind of old, though.
Yeah.
Late
50s,
early 60s, something.
Good Lord.
But, man, he still got it. You know, he's still, he did a good job as John McClane.
How many stars?
Out of five?
Yeah.
3.5, 4 stars, maybe, something like that.
Did you walk out? How did you walk out?
I walked out feeling good. I felt good about it. I felt like the print was kind of washed out. I didn't know if it was supposed to look that way. Yeah, the actual film print. It looked kind of washy in the beginning. I don't know if it was a mistake or if that was the filmmaker's intentions, but the action was good. It was a good summer blockbuster. If you're looking for a good, you know, shoot 'em up, things go boom movie, they did a pretty good job with that. And, of course, it's Die Hard, so there's always terrorists to be killing and stuff like that. And there was a female terrorist in this one, which is kind of cool, which they had one of those in the last movie, too. And I got to say that Die Hard 1, the best of the four. Die Hard 3 is my second favorite. Die Hard 4, number 3, and then Die Hard 2 is the worst of the batch. But I thought it was good. I think it was worth seeing, though. I'm expecting a lot more from Transformers.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing that next week on opening day, I think. So I'm excited about that. 800-259-9231. All right, so nobody wanted to call in to tell us what their thoughts were on this whole incest story. But nonetheless, I have another sexual consent-related story. This one involves underage young people. From ABC News, an HIV-infected physician who admitted to sexually abusing children was tracked down with the help of a boy who nearly fell prey to the doctor's advances. The physician, Dr. Adam Lebowitz, a former emergency room doctor at Emory University's Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, pleaded guilty in federal court to sexually abusing two boys. Lebowitz sickens me. I'm glad I turned him in, said the boy apparently he told the ABC News affiliate in the area. Lebowitz, the perv, admitted to enticing boys on the internet and filming his sexual abuse of the boys on two occasions. He then sent the images over the internet. His abuses could extend beyond the two boys he victimized. According to law enforcement officials, investigators recovered a logbook from his residence with about 100 names and screen names of children, which they say he had victimized or had intended to sexually abuse. Now, I think they're sort of throwing around some words here. Now, this is also a disturbing story. The guy's HIV infected, and he's having sex, presumably, with boys, so inevitably he's putting them at some serious risk of getting HIV. But they're using the term abuse, and if it's a consensual activity, as it sounds like it was, is that really fair? Is it really fair to call that abuse? I mean, come on. You're 15 years old and you don't know what's going on. Are you trying to tell me that you can be 15 years old and not know what's happening by the time his pants are coming off? I mean, if he forced them into it, then wouldn't that be called rape? Wouldn't they be using the term rape if there was force involved? But apparently there wasn't, because the word rape doesn't appear in this article. It's just he abused them and he victimized them. So because they went along with this guy, went over to his house and got together with him and performed some sort of sexual deviancy with him, that means that they were victimized?
What did they think was going to happen when they went over to his house?
Yeah, this creepy guy. I mean, what do you expect? Do you think you're just going to play video games with him?
Why? I don't know. Why would a 15-year-old boy go over to a house like that? I've never really understood that. I don't know.
Well,
seems strange.
He probably gave them, you know, maybe some money or
enticements,
something like that.
Enticements, yeah. in the form of money or something like that.
A free video game system. Come on over and I'll give you some free stuff or whatever. But they know what they're getting into. They know what they're doing. And it's not like when his pants come down, they're trapped there or anything like that. If they were trapped, it would be a rape charge. But this isn't a rape case. So that means that after the doctor took his pants off and did whatever it was that he did to him, and they were willing participants in this.
I can't say I don't feel at all bad for this doctor. At the same time, the arbitrariness of the ages of consent bothers me. For instance, in Canada, it's legal for a 50-year-old guy to have sex with a 14-year-old
girl? Yes, that's the age of consent in Canada.
That's the age of consent. I mean, you're able to consent to sex at 14.
It may be different for homosexual sex. That may, same-sex encounters may be a little higher. That tends to be how the laws work. It's like if it's 16 in some states, it may be 18 to engage in. For some reason, you can't decide to have homosexual sex, but you can. It's weird. But anyway, Lebowitz pleaded guilty to child exploitation, producing child pornography, and enticement. He was suspended from his work after his 2006 arrest. According to court documents, he began his abuse of his first victim back in 2003 after communicating with a boy who lived in Massachusetts. This guy lived in Atlanta, by the way, so that's quite a distance. Once the boy turned 16, Lebowitz enticed him and then filmed himself sexually abusing his victim. Lebowitz did this again with another victim who had lived in Georgia in 2006. He met the boys on the social networking site MySpace.com.
Oh.
According to numerous law enforcement officials, Lebowitz allegedly emailed numerous images of himself abusing the boys to multiple people, was arrested after he began communicating with a third boy in Georgia. That boy notified his parents and authorities of his interaction with Lebowitz. I would be very curious to see what exactly the emails were like. What did he do to entice these young lads? I mean, what? How does that work anyway? I mean, you know the story when it comes to like the sickos and the little kids in the park, right? They've
right.
done studies on that, and we know how that one works. It's usually the deal with, hey, little girl, can you help me find my puppy?
Yeah.
It's not help me find my puppy. It's it is help me find my puppy.
It's usually a puppy.
Hop in the back of my van. That's usually how that works. But it doesn't work that way with 15 and 16-year-old boys. So what is it that you do with teenage boys?
Well, you offer them the things that they want, which is it's alcohol, it's marijuana, it's video games.
Money.
It's money. Those would likely be the things that they want.
Well, they certainly don't want attention like teenage girls do quite as much. I'm sure there's some factor there to attention, but...
He's probably getting going on MySpace and finding gay teenage boys. It sounds to me, it seems likely. So there's going to be that sort of interaction going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I'm just curious. 800-259-9231. The guy is obviously a dangerous dude. He's infected with HIV, which is really bad news. But is it really, are kids really, young people really not able to consent? Are they really that clueless? I don't think so. In fact, this, again, goes back to what we were discussing a week ago, last Friday, talking about how teenagers are mentally capable of making the same decisions as adults. The studies show it. They have the same sort of cognitive response, the same sort of cognitive abilities.
But they have the ability, but they... generally aren't, because society doesn't let them.
That may be the case.
They don't. They haven't exercised those abilities, and I think that does speak to it to some extent. You know, I've got to say that if I was in a classroom, if I was a high school teacher, I could manipulate some young girls. I know what could happen.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that I know that other people can do these things.
But now, Julia, you were a young girl at one time. Would you have been completely oblivious to what was going on there? I mean, aren't you also, to some extent, part of that whole situation?
No, I would. Yeah, I would not have been oblivious to it at all.
So you would have absolutely had every idea as to what was going on if your teacher was trying to manipulate you.
Yes.
Well.
So there you go. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. So, anyway, more on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. You think it's manipulation. They may just be looking for a little bit of attention and know exactly what they're getting. Your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
When my